You're listening to Grey Matter, and we're talking with Alan Weatherall from Worldview Interactive magazine. Now, as I said, Alan, it's a bit of a challenging magazine. You're dealing with social justice issues and personal morality issues and a lot of different themes. Who are you really trying to put the acid on with this magazine?
Everybody, I guess. I'm a critic of the church, but I really love the church. And because I love the church, what I am constantly motivated to do is to get us to try and question some of our own beliefs and assumptions in the light of Scripture, because it's my conviction that so much of what we do and how we go about the process of being the church and having church is that so much of that has its origins in church history and in tradition and not in true apostolic Christianity. So often we step on toes, we encourage people to rethink what they believe. It's difficult to produce a magazine that's popularly accepted when you have that basis, but we really want to try and be prophetic as well, to really correct some of the things that we perceive to be imbalances in the church today.
It's a tough thing. When you want to be friendly to a movement and you want to say that the movement is maybe not doing things right, then you're going to be seen as disloyal to the movement by some people, particularly if you get into criticising the leadership. Now, what are some of the issues that you raise about the leadership of the Christian church?
The primary thing to say about leadership is that we need to follow Christ's example. Leadership needs to be servant-based. Jesus set an example for us in servant leadership. It needs to be non-hierarchical. The role of leadership, according to Ephesians chapter 4, is that God has given us apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So leadership needs to be empowering. It needs to empower the people to use their gifts, to discover their gifts, to find their gifts, to employ their gifts. Whereas leadership often is focused on doing the ministry, occupying the positions of influence, when really the role of ministry is to really serve the church and to empower the people to be effective in their spheres of influence.
I guess one of the criticisms of the leadership within the church sometimes is that they take political stances, which not everyone within the Christian movement will necessarily agree with. What do you think in Worldview Interactive about that issue of political leadership and the attitude of the leadership of the church on politics?
I think the church actually legitimately needs to speak into every area of life. So I have no problem with Christians being engaged in politics. In fact, I've received a bit of criticism for doing that myself. But I think it's important that Christians be able to question some of their assumptions so that they actually enter the political arena from an informed perspective. One of the things that really concerns me a lot about the recent foray of many Christians into politics is that they've done so from just a merely shallow moralistic perspective, seeing issues like abortion, gay marriage, freedom of speech as being the primary and only issues. But when you consider that Australia recently participated in the invasion of a foreign country based on a false premise, that too is a moral issue that I think Christians need to be talking about.
Where do you actually get hold of Worldview Interactive?
You can go online through worldviewinteractive.com or wvi.net.au.
Alan Weatherall, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Grey Matter.